In the ruins of what was once Western America stands the Republic, a militaristic nation locked in perpetual conflict with its eastern neighbor, the colonies. Los Angeles, the Republic's jewel, embodies the stark divide between privilege and poverty that defines this dystopian society. At age 10, all citizens face the trial, a test that supposedly determines their worth and future. Score well, and you're granted education, healthcare, and opportunity. Fail, and you're condemned to labor camps or worse. This meritocracy maintains perfect control while feeding the Republic's war machine with desperate recruits. Massive screens broadcast propaganda, while military parades and public executions serve as entertainment. In wealthy sectors, citizens celebrate victory festivals. In poor districts, soldiers mark infected homes with glowing red X's, often death sentences rather than quarantine warnings. Behind it all lurks the government's darkest secret, a bioweapons program that uses the poor as unwitting test subjects while the wealthy receive vaccines. This is the crucible that forges our protagonists, two exceptional teenagers whose collision will threaten the Republic's carefully constructed facade. Daniel Alton Wing, known as Day, has become the Republic's most wanted criminal at 15. His Robin Hood-like sabotage against military targets and uncanny escapes have made him legendary, especially for his strict no-kill policy. Few know that Day actually scored perfectly on his trial, a fact deliberately concealed from him. Instead, the Republic experimented on him and left him for dead, likely due to his poor background and mixed heritage. He escaped, reinvented himself, and now haunts the Republic as an uncatchable ghost. Love, not ideology, drives Day. His actions, stealing plague medicine and risk and capture, stem from protecting his family, especially his younger brother Eden. When Eden contracts a suspicious plague variant, Day's investigation suggests government involvement. Through him, we witness the Republic's brutality, military violence, deliberate disease spreading, and public executions serving as both warning and entertainment. Yet Day preserves his humanity, embodying hope in a hopeless world. His philosophy reflects his chosen name. Each day means everything's possible again. You live in the moment, you die in the moment, you try to walk in the light. June Aparis embodies the Republic's ideal citizen. At 15, she's already graduated from the elite military academy years ahead of her peers, with the only perfect trial score ever recorded. Orphaned at 7 and raised by her brother Medius, June possesses nearly supernatural analytical abilities, calculating trajectories instantly, noticing microscopic details, and solving complex puzzles with ease. Despite her brilliance, June never questions the Republic's propaganda until her brother is murdered, allegedly by Day. Consumed by grief, she becomes the youngest special agent in Republic history, determined to capture her brother's killer. Her undercover investigation in the poor sectors exposes her to harsh realities she never knew existed. Children dying from manufactured plagues, families struggling for survival, and military brutality. These experiences, coupled with her unexpected connection to Day, whom she meets while undercover, begin to crack her unwavering faith in the Republic's righteousness. The heart of legend lies in the electric connection between Day and June, two prodigies shaped by the same system into apparent enemies. Their first meeting occurs when June goes undercover as a street urchin and Day rescues her from angry gamblers, unaware she's hunting him. Their attraction is immediate, exceptional minds recognizing something familiar despite their different backgrounds. They share core values, family loyalty, quick thinking, and a fundamental sense of justice. The pivotal moment comes when June discovers Day's identity and betrays him to the Republic, leading to his capture and his mother's execution. This betrayal stems from her belief that Day killed her brother. Yet as June uncovers the truth that Day is innocent and the Republic has been lying, she chooses him over the system that raised her. Their relationship transforms both characters. Day helps June recognize the Republic's cruelty, while June gives Day hope for change. Together, they represent the possibility of bridging societal divisions, the poor and privileged united against common oppression. As Day and June's stories converge, legend reveals its most chilling aspect, the systematic conspiracy at the Republic's core. What begins as apparent inequality gradually unfolds as something far more sinister, a government experimenting on citizens and culling the population through engineered disease. Clues accumulate, strange markings on quarantined homes, mysterious numbers, and the sound of liquid flowing through underground pipes. The full truth emerges through Medius's hidden research. The Republic isn't failing to cure plagues, it's creating them, using poor sectors as testing grounds for biological weapons intended against the colonies. Each year's outbreak is deliberately released to eliminate those deemed genetically inferior while perfecting their bioweapons program. Even more disturbing is the trial system's true purpose. Day's hidden perfect score reveals that the Republic identifies threats, not talent. Those who score too well from poor backgrounds are eliminated or experimented on, ensuring the elite remains exclusively those born into privilege. Legend doesn't romanticize fighting against tyranny, but shows the devastating personal cost of opposing an authoritarian regime. Characters make increasingly painful sacrifices, culminating in Day's brother John taking Day's place at execution, a moment that crystallizes what we owe each other when facing systemic evil. This pattern of sacrifice runs throughout. Day's mother working her fingers raw, Medius dying while investigating the plague conspiracy, and countless protesters massacred after Day's capture. John's sacrifice delivers the novel's most powerful emotional blow, fulfilling his childhood promise, "I would rather die than see them hurt you." His action ensures Day survives to continue searching for Eden and fighting the Republic. It embodies the novel's core message. Resistance isn't just about fighting back, but protecting what makes us human in an inhuman system. The aftermath forces both protagonists to confront difficult truths. Day must live with the knowledge his brother died in his place, while June must reconcile her role in setting these events in motion. Legend concludes with Day and June escape Los Angeles during a hurricane, after Day's rescue and John's sacrifice. They head toward Vegas to find Tess before searching for Eden at the warfront. Despite their losses, they find comfort in each other, recognizing they are the same person born into different worlds. This connection becomes the foundation for their resistance against the Republic. The story's power lies in its portrayal of revolution as personal choices rather than grand ideological battles. June helps Day escape not from political conversion, but because she can no longer accept specific lies. As they await the beginning of a rainy dawn, their fight has just begun. The Republic remains powerful, Eden is still missing, and they are fugitives with limited resources. Yet, by finding each other, by bridging the divide between their worlds, they've achieved something revolutionary. Their partnership represents the potential to unite a divided population against common oppressors, suggesting that effective resistance begins when people see beyond the divisions that those in power use to control them.